What's the greatest gift you've ever received? Perhaps it's an engagement or wedding ring. Perhaps it's something of great sentimental value. Perhaps it's something simple, but was a huge sacrifice to the one who gave it. Well, we don't earn God's love. Instead, we can rest on the assurance that He gives it as life's greatest gift. He loves people who are helpless sinners, and His love is a gift, not a reward. Here's Stephen.
The lyrics to A Great Hymn of the Faith were actually found written on the walls of an insane asylum more than 100 years ago. The old institutional buildings were being torn down when this poem was discovered, and I got to tell you, it was an unexpected place to find these deep lyrics of faith. A man by the name of F.M. Lehman had composed several stanzas to a hymn he was composing for his church, and when he learned about these lyrics and he read them, he added them as his final stanza to his hymn. These have become some of the most famous lyrics in hymn history, yet if you can imagine it, they were scratched on an asylum wall by an anonymous poet. They go like this. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Wow! What a tremendous expression of the depth and breadth of God's love. How do you begin to wrap your arms around a subject like that, so vast as God's love? Well, let me break this subject down into three questions to try to approach this great subject. First, what kind of people does God love? Second, what kind of love does God give us? And third, how do we respond to this kind of love? Well, today we're sailing back into Romans chapter 5, and we're going to answer these questions. And here's the first question again. What kind of people does God love? Paul answers here in verse 6. For while we were still weak, helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. That means God loves helpless people. The Greek noun here, asthenes, refers to someone who is absolutely powerless. Now, obviously, in this context, Paul is speaking of a man or a woman as powerless to please God. We sometimes speak figuratively of someone who is too weak to lift a finger. Well, that's the picture here. We can't please God because we're ungodly. We are utterly helpless. Now, let me tell you, this is actually good news. God doesn't give His love to people who think they deserve it. He doesn't save people who are convinced of their spirituality. He doesn't redeem people who show signs of potential. No, He loves and redeems those who are spiritually dead, spiritually helpless, morally ungodly, admittedly sinful, people who know they're unable to lift a finger to save themselves. Paul tells us that God loves those people. He writes down here at verse 8, God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The word here for sinners translates the Greek word that means one who misses the mark. A sinner, then, is not necessarily someone who's gone far astray and, you know, really wicked living. Every person is a sinner because everybody misses the mark. The target, and the target is the holiness of God. We tend to think of sinners as those really, you know, bad people out there. You know, my roommate, perhaps you're thinking, in college who cheated his way through school, yeah, he was a sinner. Or that woman who works in the cubicle next to me, you ought to hear what she does on the weekends. Let me tell you, she's a sinner. But the Bible doesn't talk like that. The Bible assigns this word to all of us. fact, Paul wrote earlier back in chapter 3, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all fall short. We come short. We all miss the mark. That's because we're all sinners. Yes, that's the truth, but it's bad news. But there's good news, by the way. If you're a sinner, you qualify for salvation. If you admit that you're a sinner, guess what? Well, you're among the people that God loves. Now, if you're a Christian, now be careful here. If you think you deserve God's love because, well, now you're faithfully living for Him, let me tell you, you'll never feel totally secure in Him because you know you could still be even more faithful. You're going to be afraid that you might do something or maybe not do enough of something to deserve His love. Well, let me tell you, beloved, you didn't deserve it to begin with, and you will never deserve it. Why? Because you're helpless. You're sinful. Daily, even as Christians, we miss the mark. And we're going to keep missing the mark of holiness before God until He takes us home and glorifies us. So let's discover what Paul is actually saying here. The answer to the first question, what kind of people does God love? He loves helpless, sinful people. Is that you? Well, then you qualify. Now Paul answers the second question, what kind of love does God give? He gives us the answer here in verse 7. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. See, the kind of love that God gives is the kind that dies for helpless, sinful people like us. Well, now here's the final question. How should you respond to this kind of love? Well, first of all, you receive it. It's a gift. Unwrap it. Apply it. Paul's going to write in the next chapter these words, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. That's Romans chapter 6, verse 23. See, Paul doesn't want us to miss this. He says eternal life is not only a gift. Did you notice the emphasis? It's a free gift. I'm convinced that there are many people listening to me right now who don't have the gift of God's love through Christ. Why? Because they're trying to pay for it. They're going to show God they deserve it. They're going to earn it over a lifetime. They're convinced that God loves them because they are worthy of His love. Does that describe you? Well, have you been listening to Paul here? God demonstrates and delivers His love to sinners, to His enemies, to helpless people who can't shoot straight in life. They keep missing the mark of holiness. And so here's the good news. You can be given this free gift. You don't pay for a free gift. You don't try to earn a free gift. Just unwrap it and thank God for it. You know, I find it fascinating that Romans chapter 5, verse 8 is the verse that sparked a great Welsh revival back in 1904. I've read of Evan Roberts. He was a young believer who was listening to an evangelist named Seth Joshua preach on this very text here that we're looking at today, verse 8. But God shows His love for us. And he was so moved by this verse that he began to weep. He literally fell down before the Lord and prayed. Later he would write, What came over me was that God would commend His love for humanity when there was nothing to deserve that love. But for the next 13 months, Evan Roberts prayed that revival would come to his home country of Wales, there in the United Kingdom of Great Britain. He sensed that God wanted him to challenge the teenagers in his church, and he actually called a special meeting. The meeting lasted until midnight, and it marked the beginning of a continuous revival. The church doors were not closed night or day for many months, and from that little chapel, revival spread like wildfire. And when it finally subsided, more than 100,000 people had come to faith in Christ, professing Him publicly in baptism and joining the church. What brought such a movement of God's Spirit? The truth of this text. that God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So let me ask you, do you need a revival today? Well, if you're an unbeliever, receive God's free gift of love. For those of you who've already received it as Christians now, rely on it. It's a guarantee from God. This text is both his gift and his guarantee. Paul will later write that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing. And let me tell you, beloved, nothing means just that. Absolutely nothing can remove the gift you have received, the gift of God's love. Well, until we set sail again, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Stephen Davey, and he called this lesson The Gift of Love. This is the Wisdom Journey. Stephen is teaching through all 66 books of the Bible with the goal of helping you walk wisely through life. We believe that's possible when you align your thoughts and your actions to the Word of God. I hope you'll plan to join us each weekday on this journey through God's Word. Stephen is also the president of Shepherd's Theological Seminary. Stephen has a passion to train men and women for service to God. He's particularly interested in helping raise up the next generation of pastors, men who know God's Word well and are equipped to teach it effectively. That's why he founded and serves as the president of STS. Graduates of the school are serving God all over the world. Hundreds of men have graduated and have gone on to plant churches or serve on the staff teams of existing churches. Hundreds of people who have no desire to be a pastor but want theological training have come through the school. They're using the training they received to serve as deacons and elders and teachers in their local churches. If you or someone you know is interested in world-class theological training, consider Shepherd Seminary. You can learn more at wisdomonline.org/STS. Once again, that's wisdomonline.org/STS. Visit there today, then join us back here next time to continue the wisdom journey.